with it being the school holidays, perfect opportunity not only to get your eyes checked, but also the kids' eyes checked. And we're joined this morning by the National Professional Services Advisor to Optometry Australia, Sophie Coe. Sophie, good morning.
Hi.
What is the major issue you find with kids getting their eyes checked at the moment? Is it a problem about lack of eye care, or is it something else?
Well, kids can have a multitude of vision problems, and that the issue with kids is that they don't know whether they have a problem or not until they get tested. I'm speaking from Victoria at the moment, and we went through an extensive lockdown for many months, and one of the increasing issues we're seeing as an optometrist myself is kids coming in complaining that their eyes are uncomfortable when they're doing schooling at home or looking at a screen, or they're feeling really uncomfortable because of the dryness.
And that uncomfortable nature, is that something that's coming about, do you think, because of more screen time, or is it because of just the way that the environment is these days?
I think generally we are more indoors than outdoors and more with our schooling and our home work and even as adults looking at more screens. It's really just more the constant staring at something that close to you, which is the problem. As humans, we're not designed to be looking at something at arm's length away all day. We're designed to be looking far away and up close and changing our focus throughout the day. And that sort of strain on the eyes can cause discomfort in children as well as adults.
Speaking this morning with the National Professional Services Advisor for Optometry Australia, Sophie Coe. And Sophie, what can the feedback or the result, I suppose, is probably the better word, be for children who don't get their eyes checked when they do go to school?
Yeah, we recommend that all kids have an eye exam before they start primary school, so around 4 or 5 years old. Some of the things that we pick up are, I guess, undetected eye issues. 1 in 5 kids don't know that they have an eye problem. It could be just as simple as a muscle issue where they find it difficult to read up close and converge their eye muscles. It might be myopia, short-sightedness. It could be long-sightedness. There's certainly an increase in short-sightedness or myopia as the years go by, with people spending more time indoors and outdoors and more screen-based work. And so we're seeing a slight increase in children in Australia and overseas too with short-sightedness. And that needs to be detected before they start school so that we can inform the mothers and parents and fathers and teachers that this child needs a bit of help to see far away.
And that's an interesting point you do raise just quickly, is what is the difference between short-sightedness and long-sightedness?
Well, short-sightedness means that you can see really well short, but not well far away. So the technical word is myopia. And long-sightedness means that you can see really well long, but not up close. So you find it very hard to focus on your schoolwork or the computer screen, or at least feel strain when doing so.
And the long-sightedness would certainly be me. And I'm very grateful for the fact that I've got my glasses on, because I'm basically blind without them, unfortunately. National Professional Services Advisor for Optometry Australia, Sophie Coe, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.